Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Piper coming to you from a cold, wet, rainy, and ugly Washington, D.C. Of course, Washington's always ugly. It's actually a beautiful city. It's just that the criminal element here tend to mar the landscape. And I'm not talking about the criminals locked up in the D.C. jail. I'm talking about the criminals over on Capitol Hill and down there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah, what a gang. What a gang. Well, nothing special to talk about here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up the phones and let you say what you have to say. I may shuffle through a few bits of paper here and there for your entertainment and mine. You do know the number here. It's 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Really not much to talk about here. It's been a quiet day for me, but I did, I stopped down at the American Free Press office today where they were putting together the new edition of American Free Press. And while I was there, I had, nice Mrs. Foster. If you ever get a chance to talk to Julia Foster on the phone, she's a very nice lady who's worked there for a long time and for Liberty Lobby before that. Well, I had Julia scan the famous letter, which I read here on the air last night, the famous letter from James Ennis to Willis Cardo. Of course, this was a secret letter that Jim Ennis did not want released, but I felt compelled to release the letter because, of course, Mr. Ennis has been campaigning very heavily and angrily and, frankly, maliciously against Phil Turney and against Mark Glenn, the hosts of the Liberty Hour here on this network. So we got to look out for our friends. And as I say, we were forced to expose Mr. Ennis for his mendacious behavior. This is a man who has been attacking American Free Press and before that Liberty Lobby when, in fact, he was secretly communicating with Liberty Lobby. So now the truth is out about Mr. Jim Ennis. You know, it's a sad thing, folks, because, you know, we're all trying to get the word out about what really did happen to the USS Liberty. And, you know, it's funny, one of my colleagues at American Free Press was telling me just today that he was visiting with some acquaintances, and one of those acquaintances there absolutely insists, a former military man, who seems to adopt kind of the establishment line on virtually anything. This man absolutely insists that the attack on the Liberty was an absolute accident, a mistake at wartime. And it's kind of funny because he said when he was confronted with the evidence that the survivors of the Liberty say that it was not an accident, he said, well, a lot of guys at the lower levels don't quite understand, you know, how things work at the higher levels. So he said, I'm not surprised that the men of the Liberty may have thought that the attack was deliberate. Well, then Mr. Angel, gentleman from American Free Press, said, well, you know where I first heard about the attack on the Liberty? And the gentleman said, no. And he said, well, I heard about it from Admiral Thomas Moorer. He said, have you ever heard of... No, he said, I heard about it from Thomas Moorer. And a guy didn't know the name of Thomas Moorer. And he said, well, that's Admiral Thomas Moorer, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Well, the guy was a little bit embarrassed, but you know, he wouldn't change his tune. He's one of these people who believes the lies told by Israel and by John McCain about what really happened to the Liberty. Okay, we're going to the break, folks. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All the times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly. Don't feel the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A little slow in the uptake here, folks. Sorry about that. Didn't realize that so much time had passed and I was due to get back on the air. I got distracted by a little item that I came across. This is not current news, folks. This is from our shall we call it, our vault of truth. This is an article from the March 28th, 1983 issue of the New Orleans Times-Picayune states item. It's a UPI report out of Tel Aviv, Israel. Evidently, back there in 1983, 250, listen to this story. This is just so telling about so many things. On 2 days in 1983, 254 Palestinian girls in Jenin and nearby villages were rushed to hospitals complaining of dizziness and nausea. According to the report, everyone in the class started screaming and girls began to faint one after the other. Then, 63 Palestinian schoolgirls from another village were hospitalized for the same ailment. And then two Israeli women soldiers were also hospitalized. Well, what's interesting is that originally the Haaretz newspaper reported that the girls had become ill after inhaling poison gas, nerve gas. Another newspaper said that sulfur-based pesticide was the cause of the problem. But guess what? Despite these two reports in two Israeli newspapers, the official Israeli government announced that, oh, all these Palestinian girls were just suffering mass hysteria. The health ministry said investigators had found no evidence pointing at accidental or premeditated poisoning in those schools. But the health people said it could have been mass hysteria. Isn't that funny? These Israeli officials are denying the poisoning of Palestinians by gas. They say it's mass hysteria. Well, folks, let's be honest about it. So many of the legends of World War II were really a combination of mass hysteria along with your good old-fashioned urban legends. You know, the famous stories that we've all heard about the... Oh, you know what urban legends are. Something that everybody says happened in their community. I once had two different people tell me a story about one of their relatives or a friend of a relative happened to be visiting a casino in Atlantic City, and their relative got into an elevator with a big, tall black man wearing a fur coat, and he had two big dogs with him. And when the elevator door closed, the ladies heard this big black man say, "Sit down," and the two ladies sat down on the floor. And it wasn't until later that they realized, of course, that the big black man was talking to his dogs. Well, of course, according to the story, it turned out that the big black man was some famous entertainer or some famous football player. The stories varied. And, of course, the big black man then sent a dozen roses to the two ladies. Well, like I say, I had two different people tell me this story with great authority. And I said, my God, I said, you know, the first time I heard the story, I said, oh, isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting? Then I was told the story 2 weeks later by somebody else. The one person happened to be from the Philadelphia area. The other person happened to be from the New Jersey area near Philadelphia. So I said, boy, what a small world this is. I said, you know what? I heard this story a couple weeks ago. Apparently, your friends are friends of my friends. Well, I subsequently learned that that story was being told all over the country. That's just one of many urban legends, like the story about the hitchhiker being picked up, and it turned out the hitchhiker was an axe murderer, things like this. That is probably the best way to understand so many of the legends of World War II that all taken together, along with general mass hysteria. And, of course, here we have the Israelis recognizing that mass hysteria could cause widespread belief in gassing. I think we owe a lot to the Israelis for recognizing mass hysteria being a relevant cause of this kind of thinking. Think about it, folks. Okay, last night I happened to mention the very interesting fact, stimulated by my recent discussion with some 911 folks at the recent conference in Southern California where I spoke. It was pointed out that Christopher Balin has been thoroughly discredited on an international basis, according to my sources who are widely connected in the 911 community. In fact, I can be very candid and say that that's the word from William Rodriguez, frankly, 911 survivor William Rodriguez. In any event, in the course of that, I mentioned the intriguing fact that Balin has not been charged with interstate flight, which is a federal crime, as a consequence of his departure from the state of Illinois to escape the long arm of the law. Well, as a consequence of that, one of the listeners, Max, if you're listening, I hope you're listening tonight, Max emailed me and requested that I cite, as I had before in this program, the amounts of money that had been paid to Christopher Boleyn by Liberty Lobby and American Free Press from July of 2000 to October 2006. And the reason why these figures are relevant, of course, is because Mr. Boleyn had in recent months been attempting to suggest that his association with Liberty Lobby and then with American Free Press was peripheral at best. Well, for the record, during that time frame, July 2000 to October 2006, Christopher Boleyn, this is for you, Max, was paid $266,234.46. He received a grant of $4,954, and his expenses over that time frame, travel expenses, et cetera, amounted to $59,918.66. So roughly $60,000 over a six-year period, rounded off, say, folks, about $10,000 a year. So that's the figure. The bottom line total, is that Christopher Boleyn received $331,107.12 from American Free Press. Just for you, Max, a reprise of the facts. Speaking about facts, the fact is there are people who do want a world government. Been a lot of writing on that topic over the years. Fancy way of calling it is world federalism. Well, a friend of mine gave me a copy of a book that she picked up at a book sale the other day, a book published by the World Federalist Movement and the World Federalist Association. It's entitled Uniting the Peoples and Nations, Readings in World Federalism. And it's quite an extended book. I was interested to see in the book that one of the advocates of world federalism was the international war profiteer, and major American financier Bernard M. Baruch, who was called the advisor to presidents. Mr. Baruch, a firm supporter of Zionism, is one of the people mentioned in this book as one of the advocates of world government. But what's interesting is that in the book, they also feature the writings of Joseph P. Camp, although they misspell his name C-A-M-P, when in fact it was spelled K-A-M-P, and they point out that Joe Camp, who was an old friend of mine who worked for the Spotlight, and Joe's been dead for many, many years, Joe Camp, they cite him as one of the most vociferous critics of world federalism. They refer to him as a journalist, vitriolic in his attacks on advocates of world federalism. Camp, they said, certainly represented a segment of opinion in the United States. Well, this is all the more ironic, folks, because as I have pointed out on this program, you've probably heard it before. If you haven't heard it before, you'll hear it for the first time. Joseph P. Camp, former correspondent for the Spotlight, whose work in the American nationalist and patriot movement began in the 1920s, is no less than a great uncle of CFR member Angelina Jolie, the actress. That's right. What a family. Diverse point of view there in that family. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about Americanism when we come back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
gentlemen, forgive me again. I've done it. I almost fell asleep before I did the show here tonight. You're lucky to have me live, but I guess you're lucky to have me at all. I got distracted shuffling some papers here. Maybe I should have gone to bed, ladies and gentlemen. A little tired here tonight. In any case, I mentioned before the break, when we come back, I said we would talk about Americanism. Well, what I'm referring to specifically is a very interesting book entitled Americanism, The Fourth Great Western Religion. It's by David Gelernter. That's spelled G-E-L-E-R-N-T-E-R. He's a professor of computer science at Yale University, and he has been a writer for Commentary, that hellish rag published by the American Jewish Committee, and he's also been a writer for the equally hellish Weekly Standard published by Rupert Murdoch. Well, let me read you just, I haven't read the book yet, but I'm familiar with the writings of David Gelernter. In fact, in my book, The New Jerusalem, I have a whole chapter on an essay that Gelernter wrote at some point during the last several years. And Gelernter puts forth the thesis that if you're anti-American, you're anti-Israel. If you're anti-Israel, you're automatically anti-American and, of all things, anti-Christian. Now, let me repeat that. He says that if you're anti-Christian, you're automatically anti-American. If you're anti-Israel, you are therefore anti-American and anti-Christian in combinations thereof. Now, of course, that's nothing more than hogwash, absolute total hogwash. But he's expanded that thesis into an entire book entitled Americanism. This is what he says. This is very clever, actually, folks. He argues, this is from his book, he argues that what we have come to call Americanism is in fact a secular version of Zionism. Not the Zionism of the ancient Hebrews, but that of the Puritan founders, who saw themselves as the new children of Israel, creating a new Jerusalem in a new world. Gelernter traces the development of the American religion from its roots in the Puritan Zionism of 17th century New England to the idealistic fighting faith it has become, a militant creed dedicating to spreading freedom around the world. The central figures in this process, according to Gelernter, were Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and get this, Woodrow Wilson, who presided over the secularization of the American Zionist idea into the form we now know as Americanism. Now listen carefully. If America is a religion, it is a religion without a God, and it is a global religion. Folks, how long have I been telling you, and a lot of people just refuse to listen, how long have I been talking myself till I'm blue in the face and boring you folks who've heard it before and who probably agree with me, that these days America, our America, is being used to advance what so many people call the New World Order. There's a lot of people out there who still think the New World Order is the United Nations, folks, but it ain't. No, the New World Order is being carried out by the Zionist Jewish forces through the United States of America. And here is this book by David Gelernter pretty much saying that's what it's all about. He calls it a global religion. It's not Americanism, as he says, though, ladies and gentlemen. It's Talmudism. Talmudism. You never heard of the Talmud? Look it up on the internet. T-A-L-M-U-D.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
I didn't mean to shock you, ladies and gentlemen, by coming back on time here, but I somehow managed to do it. Kept an eye on the clock and did not fall asleep during the break. Well, I want to tell you about a new sponsor we have here on this network, and I always encourage you to patronize our sponsors. Our sponsor is internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer, as in G-R-O-C-E-R.net, like in the grocery store. Internet-grocer.net. Here's what Internet Grocer is all about. They ask, have you ever been in the path of a hurricane on the way to your city? Have you ever seen what happens in the grocery store? Their shelves are empty. What people don't realize, they point it out, is that grocery stores don't have a backroom inventory of food supplies. They get a shipment in and it goes straight to their shelves. Grocery stores depend on weekly shipments to keep their shelves stocked, and that can spell disaster if trucks don't make their weekly delivery because of emergencies like hurricanes and other disasters. Well, internet-grocer.net is providing you a wide variety of food products, everything from dehydrated and freeze-dried foods to canned meats, canned cheese, and canned butter. You don't want to put it off any longer. Stock up, folks. Go to internet-grocer.net. It's better to be a year too early, folks, they say, than 1 minute too late. Go to internet-grocer.net. You know, I upset a lot of people here when I talk about the fact that the powers that be in this country have never been really that friendly to the Clintons. and I'm not defending Bill Clinton or anything about him or about Hillary, but there's a new book out called Clinton in Exile, A President Out of the White House, by Carol Felsenthal. And it's very interesting. She relates a story told by David Carr, the media reporter for the New York Times. He met Bill Clinton at a gathering in New York. And when Mr. Carr was introduced to the president, and Bill Clinton realized he was with the New York Times, according to Carr, Clinton, quote, launched into what I would characterize as either a tirade or a filibuster on the New York Times, end quote. He accused the paper, or rather Carr, quote, of willful ignorance of the failings of the Bush administration. Apparently, the former president's blast at the New York Times was sprinkled with profanities, and Carr himself found it both alarming and, in his words, hilarious. But this is what's very interesting. This is what Carr said. Then he launched into a recitation of his history with the paper, beginning with Whitewater and through numerous and countless transgressions, beautifully argued, comprehensively remembered, and people began to gather as he, that is Clinton, got more and more worked up. Finally, he got around to the Lewinsky affair. Quote, by the time he got done talking, Carr recalls, I was just covered in flop sweat. This giant guy yelling at me, and he circled back to the fact that we cuddle up to the administration and won't give the Democrats a chance to break through with their message. Now, that's very interesting, folks. Very, very interesting that Bill Clinton has this immense hostility to the New York Times. Well, in my book, The Golem, I have a chapter on Bill and Hillary Clinton and their relationship with Israel, which is not the fondest relationship either way on their part or on the Israelis. And I point out in there that it was, in fact, the New York Times that played a major part in leaking a lot of the critical information, devastating information about Bill Clinton that came out of the various investigations conducted against him during his presidency. So I guess my point here, folks, is that things are not always as we perceive them to be. Things are not so cut and dried. Things are not always black and white. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I think it kind of illustrates the point I've been making all along that that I don't think that Hillary Clinton is necessarily guaranteed the Democratic presidential nomination. Never thought she was. Still don't think she will be. I could be wrong. Well, I mentioned a couple weeks here on the show a very interesting little book that I picked up. It's a reprint of the writings of Karl Marx. No, not Das Kapital. It was an anti-Semitic tract, I should say an anti-Jewish tract, yes, written by Karl Marx. It was entitled A World Without Jews. Well, it was published in 1959 by a Jewish Trotskyite publishing company in New York called Philosophical Library Incorporated, with an introduction by one Dagobert D. Runes, who was apparently a widely published author on subjects of interest to Jewish people. And as I say, what is interesting about this publication by this Trotskyite Jewish organization is the fact that Mr. Dagobert Runes, who translated this work by Karl Marx, writes in his introduction that it was very, very clear that during the closing years of Joseph Stalin and in the various Soviet governments that followed, that there was, in fact, a deep hostility towards the Zionist state. And what's interesting is that Mr. Runes quotes the late President Zapotocki of communist Czechoslovakia. He quotes Mr. President Zapotocki's comments regarding the mass trials of Jews within the Soviet Union during the Stalin years. He stood up in defense of Joseph Stalin, and he said, "We will not submit to the Jerusalem-New York axis." Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Mr. Runis also says this, and this is very, very interesting because, you know, we often hear the refrain, Zionism is not Judaism and Judaism is not Zionism. But this leading philosopher writes, "There is no Sabbath Judaism without Zionism. Every daily prayer of the observing Jew carries the undertone of return to Zion. The four great holidays of the Jewish faith are embedded in Zionist law and Zionist homecoming. Judaism is as little possible without Zionism as Christianity without Christ." I will repeat that. Judaism is as little possible without Zionism as Christianity without Christ. I thought that was very interesting, folks. Very, very interesting. There is a lot to be learned, little tidbits that we can find in the writings of people such as this Mr. Dagobert Runes, and that name is spelled, incidentally, R-U-N-E-S. You may be able to find a copy of this work by Karl Marx, A World Without Jews, in the English translation. Oddly enough, when I was in Russia several years ago, I got a copy of it in Russian, which of course I can't read, but I picked up a copy of it in Russian, which was sold, get this, by a Russian nationalist organization. The situation in Russia these days is very, very interesting, folks. And I hasten to add, the situation in Russia has not been reported correctly by the John Birch Society. There I go again, mentioning that organization. You know, it just irks me. That's why I constantly mention it, folks. I constantly mention it because it irks me, and it should irk you because it's misleading people. It's misleading people, folks. All right, well, we only have a few minutes left before we go to the final break. Haven't gotten any callers yet. If you want to call in, here's your shot. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, it's interesting. Forbes magazine has put out their special issue of the richest people in the world. And you know what's interesting about it, folks? Forbes never lists the people in the order of their wealth. In other words, you can't read from the richest to the least richest on the long, long list of names of the richest people in the world. Instead, they do it alphabetically. So, in the first names that are listed in the A's, we have some John Abel of the United States, who's worth $1.5 billion. Then Juan Abello of Spain, $1.7 million. Go down the list, we have Alexander Abramov of Russia at $11.5 billion. Then we have Roman Abramovich of Russia at $23.5 billion. And we find Sheldon Adelson at $26 billion. And that's just in the A's. But the point is, it's very, very interesting that they don't list it in the amounts first. In other words, they don't list the 100th richest person, then the, or I should say, the first richest person, the second richest person. I think there's a reason for that, and I'm not even going to go into that, because someone might suggest that I am a conspiracy theorist with a perhaps anti-Semitic point of view. Anyway, we do have a couple callers. We have Henry from Connecticut. Let's bring Henry up.
Yeah, they didn't. They don't mention Rothschild or Rothschild. They don't mention Rockefeller. You notice that?
You know, I tell you, it's interesting you bring that up because I made a mental note of that yesterday to check that out. And, you know, I tell you what's interesting, though, about the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
I discovered this during the last... I knew that this was a development, but it was confirmed to me by my own research that I was... well, I was working on a book last week when I was out of town, and I had a big pile of... very diverse pile of research material that I took along with me. And if you look at many of the institutions that have long been in the Rockefeller sphere of influence, you find that an inordinate number of, shall we say, Jewish billionaires are now assuming the management and leadership of those organizations. For example, most notably, the Council on Foreign Relations, which
yeah.
apparently is under the domination of a guy named Maurice Greenberg.
Oh, yes, that's the American International Group.
Right, the big insurance company.
Right, yes, yeah. I know, because they were mm-hmm. soliciting me for their insurance.
Yeah, but it's interesting, too, that now, see, evidently you've looked at this article because you mentioned the fact that, I assume you're correct about that, they don't mention the Rothschilds, and that is such a joke, because this family, you know, as I said, I was doing some extensive research on the Rothschild family. They were extraordinarily wealthy at a time their combined assets were greater than the recorded assets of like four or five governments of Europe at the time. So we are to believe that the Rothschild fortune has diminished? I don't think so. I don't think so. This family has this extraordinary pile of wealth from which they've seeded so many other fortunes. That it's incredible. It's beyond belief. But needless to say, you know, these publications like Forbes, you know, they let out a lot of the story, but not the entire story. And they do it kind of in a way that's almost reminiscent of the National Enquirer in a kind of a funny way. So as I say, while they give us a lot of the truth, they don't give us everything. So just a comment.
Yeah, and also the Rothschilds acquired the wealth as far as the American people's wealth with the gold that they confiscated back in the 1930s.
Absolutely, and you know, there's another item too that I came across. That was one of the primary reasons for the financing of the Bolshevik Revolution by the Rothschild network, because they wanted to grab control of the massive, massive amounts of Soviet gold that were, that wasn't Soviet gold, I should say, it was the gold of the Russian Tsar. And that's one of the primary reasons for the Bolshevik Revolution. That's one of the, what they wanted to get in there and get their hands on. And it's kind of interesting that in the years prior to the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Jewish banks were taking a lot of that gold out of Russia and putting it into Western banks. That's a whole hidden story in and of itself, you know, that people, again, it's so complex. People just have no concept of it. And then, you know, of course, everybody gets this idea, this phony idea that communism and capitalism, you know, are opposed, when in fact it was the great capitalist fortunes that propped up the Soviet Union for so many years.
Yeah.
And, of course, yeah, Joseph Stalin then began moving in a different direction, and that's, I think, why he suddenly died.
Well, you mean you think he was murdered?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's pretty clear. In fact,
what did he die of, by the way?
Ostensibly, he had a stroke. He had an aneurysm. But did you say when or how?
How, I meant.
Well, yeah, ostensibly, he had a stroke, but... But there's a whole book by a guy named Jonathan Brent and a co-author that pretty much makes it very, very clear that Stalin was murdered by Jewish Trotskyites. So, and it was at a time when...
Oh, I thought Trotsky and Stalin were like one and the same, basically.
Oh, no, not at all. That's no.
Yeah, but Trotsky was a communist, wasn't he?
Well, yes, but Trotsky, Stalin drove Trotsky out of the country. And of course, Trotsky was later murdered in Mexico City. Actually, a very interesting movie about that starring Richard Burton. It's called The Assassination of Trotsky. But, no, there was a major split between Stalin and Trotsky, and it was the American Trotskyites who moved into, or I should say, moved in the circles of William F. Buckley Jr., and these are the people that evolved into our friends of today we know as the neoconservatives. All right, Henry, we're going to a break. Hang on there, if you would.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Yeah, we are closing up the hour here. We have Henry still aboard with us, calling in from Connecticut. Henry, I think you were about to make another point there.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's funny. I kind of thought they were together, you know, more or less, because maybe I should have brushed up on my reading.
They were quite bitter enemies. I'm going to get commercial here, Henry, and recommend that you read my book, The Judas Goats. There's quite a bit in there on this very interesting and complex subject of what was happening in Russia during the closing years of the Stalin regime and of the split between Stalin and the Trotskyites who in fact are really the Zionists. It's a very, very interesting thing, and you'll find that the Russian nationalists over there in Russia today are very forthright in discussing all the Jewish aspects of Bolshevism. And they actually, believe it or not, now this is not to say that Stalin was a great man. He did a lot of bad things, but one of the things that he was doing in his final years, according to these Russian nationalists, and according to some far-seeing American writers back in the 1950s who understood what was going on, Stalin, in fact, was trying to break Jewish power and Zionist influence in Russia. It's a very, very interesting story that so many people don't understand, and a lot of the reason why they don't understand it has been, in fact, because of the prevalence of this Trotskyite infiltration of American conservatism, and oddly enough, that Trotskyite influence rears its ugly head even within the writings of the John Birch Society. So it's as I say, I have to recommend my own book here. I hate to do that, but the Judas Goats has a lot of interesting information in about that, some material that's been long lost and material that I think people need to know about. So check it out, Henry.
All right, I'll let you take another call. All right,
take care. Bye. Well, actually, I don't think we do have time for another call, and we lost our other caller, but that was Dwayne from Tennessee. Well, Dwayne, if you're still listening, you can call in here tomorrow night, because, God willing, we will be here tomorrow night, all of us. In the meantime, we'll just close by saying a prayer for America, because you know what? We do need prayers for our nation, because there are these people who are trying to destroy us from within. They are trying to destroy our constitutional republic. In fact, they probably have destroyed our constitutional republic, and now they do want to take us on this course to a new world order. There is, in fact, a new world order moving firmly into place, and that's why we're here, fighting them right here on this network and in the pages of American Free Press and on so many good websites out there, good websites that are providing a lot of information people need to know. Okay, well, we are wrapping it up here, folks. And I will see you here tomorrow night, as I say, God willing. Thanks to John and Sandra and the good folks at RBN for making this programming and this network possible. Stay tuned, folks, for more good programming right here at republicbroadcasting.org.